God. So we're Revolution Rosies.
Hi, guys.
And Betty's arm is still broken.
Still broken.
She's still super knocked up.
Still super knocked
and
up.
And I'm still Vivian Vega.
And of course, I'm still Betty LaRue. Although, I would question that after these few months.
I mean,
she's... Everything else has changed.
She's still a mess. It's like, I don't know. Luckily, we haven't really moved positions since the last podcast because we like to do things in bulk. So not too much has changed since the last one.
No.
And luckily, mine is not going to be too fast because, oh my lands, it's going to be a wild ride, but I don't know.
I'm going to strap in.
I'm going to tell you right now, and you'll find out. I'll just wait. Okay. Because Listen. I don't even... Okay.
Like, I don't...
I can't even go into it yet because I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. There's going to be a lot of fluff in this.
Oh.
It's a fluff piece.
Okay. I like a good fluff piece. You saw my last person from August. She was a lot of fluff.
This is basically all the fluff part of your fluff piece.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
But first.
But you got some news.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually, this was just updated, this is from yesterday.
Okay, so this was yesterday being August 28th because recording.
This was from August 28th.
So pretty recent.
Yes, pretty recent. This is last month.
Yes. Good.
So do you know about Greta Thunberg?
No.
Okay, so she's a 16-year-old environmentalist activist.
Awesome.
She's like a teenage activist.
Awesome.
From Sweden.
Okay, awesome.
She's super cool. She's like the coolest. Like, I wish I was her. She's so cool. She's got autism.
Okay.
But she is like the most freaking smartest, like with it human being. She knows more shit about this freaking earth than any human being.
That's amazing.
On it.
That's super amazing.
So anyways, long story short, if you don't know her, you should. She's so super cool. And she's doing so much for this planet right now. But she basically is like meeting a whole bunch of like politicians. She's meeting like Meghan Markle, who seems to be the only person in the royal family who gives two toots about the environment.
That sucks. It's very important.
I would say Harry probably does too, but they're married, so whatever.
They're fucking better.
Yeah, like. But anyways, she evidently just took a 2-week journey sailing across the Atlantic Ocean on a freaking like ship that's like, let's see, emission-free racing yacht.
That's awesome.
Like.
That sounds super rich, though, but it's awesome. No, I'm sorry. So, whenever you say yacht, my brain goes to
right. Like, no, it's an emission-free
racing yacht.
Racing yacht.
So, like, it runs on?
So, I don't know what it runs on, but I assume she breathes into some sort of device. I'm not sure. Let's see. By the way, I'm getting this from the NPR website.
NPR is so good.
Yeah.
Get as much
that's
news
the
as
only
you can
news you
from,
need.
Yeah, from
that's
NPR.
That's the only news you need. So it says, after a 2-week journey sailing across the Atlantic Ocean, 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg arrived in New York on Wednesday at a marina in Lower Manhattan.
She was like, hey, guys, you're fucking up.
Yeah.
I rode my yacht all the way here to tell you that America's fucking up.
Yes. I guess she was asked if she had a message for President Trump, who has been said to have skepticism behind the science of climate change. And she says, if no one has been able to convince him about the climate crisis, or the urgency, then why should I have to be able to do that?
Good. Like, good for her.
Why does a 16-year-old girl
right.
have to be the one to convince an adult
and
man?
It's not going
to
happen.
Right. So she's been known for promoting school strikes by climate-aware students. She plans on doing a protest in front of the United Nations
Fuck yeah.
So, yeah, that's why she's here, basically.
I mean, the Amazon is burning.
Yeah.
We need to pay attention. We're all going to die.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, the Bolivian, I don't know if it's president or prime minister. I don't know what they have there, is a badass. He tried to, like, convince the Brazilian president, who is basically a Trump.
Yeah.
That, hey, what you're doing is kind of shitty. You should probably do what I'm doing and, like, try to put your fire out, because Bolivia is also on fire. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I didn't know that Bolivia was on fire.
Sure is. So, Bolivia is on fire, but 85% of that is off. It's already out.
Yeah.
85%.
Because they've actually done something about it.
Yes. He's like, hey, we're putting ours out.
Well, so you put yours out.
You should probably, yeah, I don't know, do that too. And so, like, 85% of theirs is out, and Brazil's still, like, burning, and they're like, we don't need your money, we're fine.
Yeah, oh, I've heard about that he was, like, turning down people's money.
Yeah.
Because they started the fires.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They 100% started the fires.
For sure,
I do want to read into it. I saw something online where Mexico sent planes to douse some of the fires.
Mm-hmm. Oh, even Leonardo DiCaprio is, like, donating money.
Yeah, but they won't take it.
Yeah.
They're refusing it because they started the fucking fires.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Bolivia's like, ah, it's cool. At least we got ours. Fuck you guys. You turds.
Jesus Christ. But it's the Amazon is burning, guys.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
We need that to breathe.
Yeah.
I'm going to become such a raging bitch because I have a child inside of me and mm-hmm. you guys are ruining the fucking world.
I've got a child outside of me.
Yeah.
And who loves this planet.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Well, and that's the thing. But with, like,
we need more Gretas.
But we are going to have them, because guess what? They have the internet at their fingertips and they can look at what's going on and see that it's fucked up.
Exactly.
And
right.
They don't only hear from one end.
Right.
They can read into it.
Did you see that post that I posted on the Rosie's page on the Facebooks?
Which one?
There was an 11-year-old girl that from Mexico that is like filtering water and she's like cleaning the water supply.
Because guess what? You can YouTube a lot of stuff, and these smart children, they're not just YouTubing learning how to do makeup.
Right.
They're changing the fucking
world. Most of
the
time, they're not. Yeah. It's adults doing that shit.
Yeah.
Me.
me. they're going to be able to change the world because they know how to navigate all the information that's on the internet, whereas, like, the older generations, they just end up in fucking clickbait.
Right.
And they read what makes them feel good and what agrees with their train of thought.
Right.
I've seen
a meme that's like, how do I create a parental control on Fox News to get my parents to stop watching it?
Right? I saw that. Oh, like, I love that.
I know. And it's like, fuck, yes. But, But, yeah, I mean, kids are great, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're the fucking future. I'm so glad you're popping one out, man.
Yes. Join the, have a fierce
like,
child.
I know people, and I respect people who don't want to have them, like, go to town, but like those who do have children, teach them the way to be, you know, teach them to love, teach them to be loved, and teach them to love one another.
To care, to fucking care.
Yeah.
To put your care and your,
the,
like,
the
empathy.
The world is one, man.
Teach them fucking
the
empathy.
The world is one.
If you have empathy, you will realize
exactly
that people matter and that the environment matters and the world around you matters.
Right.
And you will, if you teach them empathy above all else, they will figure it out.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
The environment is you. You are the environment.
Yeah.
And you need to love everything. Just like your news story was about a sisterhood.
Yeah.
The environment is also your sister. You need to love it like you love you.
Yes.
And you need to, I mean, it's what it is. So Greta Thunberg is
awesome.
A badass 16-year-old babe that is just fucking killing it every day.
Fucking awesome.
Being a babe.
That's awesome.
Being a baby babe.
Baby babes.
All right.
All right, ready?
Oh, my God, I'm not. Okay, so let me tell you. Okay, so my person is so fucking old.
Okay.
That she is from a time that two things. One, so long ago, they didn't have last names.
Okay.
And two,
you went old school.
They don't even know if she actually existed.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So, okay, I'm facing you. This is how this story is.
This is
okay, because
intense.
It's short And I don't know if it's real.
Okay. And it's super fucking intense.
So I watched a documentary on it, too.
Okay.
Two of them. It was like a well, one was a movie and one was a documentary. So
gotcha.
So I took pieces and parts off things.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what the things are and I'll tell you where I got the things.
I'm gonna like scooch this direction.
You relax. Oh, look at you.
My hips were hurting.
Oh my gosh. She's so banged up, man.
So beat up.
I feel so sad.
Oh, it's all right.
Okay.
I'm making it through.
All right. So I used a couple different sources. And this looks much longer than it actually is. I just highlighted things and parts and things. And it's going to be a scatterbrain.
I'm here.
Okay. This is not going to be in order because she doesn't even have a birthday.
Okay.
Or a last name. So, okay. And it's in different parts. Okay.
So you've got it in like...
Listen.
You've got it printed off from the computer, what you're going to say, but you've also got like... notes with bullet points.
Yeah, because I took it from different sources, okay?
All right.
Okay. So, this is from... I don't even know where to start. Okay. All right.
Start with a name.
I'm going to start with a name. Her name.
Her name.
Like Madonna is one name.
Okay.
Joanna.
That's a good name.
It's a good name. Mm-hmm. Solid name.
Solid.
Used now, also.
Yes.
Joanna. In a movie, also.
Oh.
In a musical. Sweeney Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I watched The Mystery of Pope Joan.
Ooh, Pope Joan.
Pope Joan, y'all. Okay, this is about a woman, Pope.
A woman pope.
All right. Religion. Religion. Which is out of our element. Right. We don't often...
But also, I mean, like, that's really fucking cool because it's, again, a boys club.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Catholicism and a pope?
And no wonder they don't know if she actually existed. They would hide that shit because that's what the Catholics do.
My... Okay, so this is not just a story about my person, okay? This is a story about... Listen, I don't drink because of the medicine I'm on, but I wish I was drinking for this because this would be an excellent drunk history and they would hire me immediately for this. Okay. Because, okay. I'm taking my glasses off. Okay. Focus. All right.
Got it.
Pope Joan, also known as Pope John.
Makes sense.
Aglicus. Pope John Aglicus.
I like how she was like Pope John Aglicus. Wink. It's not Joan at all.
It's Pope John White Guy, because that's what Aglicus means. That's what it does mean. All right. So Pope Joan or Pope John Anglicus, not Aglicus. I wrote that down when I was watching The Mystery of Pope Joan primetime with Diane Sawyer.
Oh!
Yeah. It was a great special. Good, 42 minutes on YouTube. Y'all can watch it if you want to. Because it'll tell you a lot more than what I'm about to.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Absolutely it will. But like I said, this is a wild fucking ride. Because it's not going to be just about her. It's going to be about some other details that is just crazy town. Okay. So anyways, Pope Joan was born sometime in the 300s.
Damn. This is old.
Yeah. Sometime in the 300s. I put... Joanna, born so long ago, they didn't have last names.
They were just like, Joanna, daughter of.
And I also, listen, I'm really out of order, so I'm just going
to. You're fine.
I'm just going to toss it out.
Just go there.
Toss out some notes. Some are just fun facts.
Okay.
And some are actually facts about my person.
Okay.
During the time before she was a pope, there was a 12-year-old pope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
That's how much they didn't give a shit. There's a fucking 12-year-old boy as a pope.
Hey, as long as he's a boy.
Yeah, don't be a woman, though. Yes. Fuck you if you're a woman. And also, a 5-year-old archbishop.
Fuck. I just... That, oh, God.
They just did not give a flying shit.
No.
Not at all. Not at all. Also, fun fact, before we hop into her story, there were cross-dressing saints.
Oh.
Yes. Women who considered themselves men and became monks. So, like, they obviously weren't, like, trans back then, but they considered themselves to be men, and they joined, like, the monkhood.
The monastery? No, that's not a monastery.
No, yeah, but they, yeah. We're gonna call it a monkhood.
Because it's like a brotherhood.
Right.
Right.
But they became monks, and mm-hmm. then they were so good at being monks that they became saints.
Oh.
Isn't that fucking cool?
That's really awesome. That's very awesome. Like,
despite being women and dying, you know, women, quote unquote women,
right.
they were considered still monks and they became saints.
That's pretty cool. That is actually very
cool. I don't have their names right now. I will get them. But I don't have them right now. I just got real excited and wrote that note down.
You're like, that's super cool.
I found that out on The Mysteries of Pope Joan on Primetime with Diane Sawyer. Yes. Oh, I put that there, but I'll mention that later. But look at this note. It's funny. Okay, I'm reading through. Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure all of this is in here also. Okay, okay. All right. Okay. Cool. All right, so Pope Joan. So Pope Joan was reigning pope for, reigned as pope for 2 years. It says it exactly here. They had like such a specific time too.
It was like 2 years, 3 days, 4 hours.
Oh, here it is. Okay. No, well, it's almost 2 years, 7 months and 4 days.
That's very specific.
Super duper specific,
very
right?
Very specific.
So I say that if it's true, because they've erased so many things, okay? The very first mention, or the earliest mention, of a female pope doesn't even really mention her name, but it appears in the Dominican, and it's all like French or Italian or something. I don't even know. Dominican Jean de Mailhes, Chronicle of Metz.
Okay.
Chronique de l'Université Metensis. I don't speak any of these languages.
Are you summoning a demon?
Mm-hmm. Especially after I spoke such beautiful Italian.
Very much so. If this house is haunted now, I'm coming after you.
The power of Christ compels you. In the early 13th century. So still a very fucking long time ago, okay? But in this telling, the female pope is not named, and the events are set in the year 1099. So still doesn't go with the time
right.
in which she was around.
Was actually around.
Okay. So that's why the timeline doesn't quite fit. So it's like, okay, she could have been real, but the time still doesn't match.
But it also, I mean, like, again, they like to change so much about the mm-hmm. history of the religion that it could just be, well, we can't.
But later on, you'll find out it does kind of make sense with this, that she could still be real with this. So according to Jean, it says, a certain pope, or rather a female pope, who was not set down in the list of popes or bishops of Rome because she was a woman who disguised herself as a man and became, by her character and talents, a crucial secretary, then a cardinal, and then finally a pope. And then I'll go on. Oh gosh, I don't know if I should tell you this part yet. Yeah, I'll tell you. since I'm all fucking out of order anyways. So eventually she got found out.
Right. As
obviously, she only served for two years, yeah. 7 months, and
3 days.
4 days. Four days. Please get it right.
4 days.
Yeah. So one day, and I'll tell you too, the reason she even got involved with the church in mm-hmm. the first place, I'll save my spot here. So the reason she got involved in the first place was because she was in love with a guy who was involved in the church. And they basically ran away together.
Okay.
To the church. They were involved with each other and stayed together.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. No bigs. Except right. She was really good at shit. Like, she was super well-read,
mm-hmm.
super well-versed in things, knew a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Similar to your woman, she was, like, extremely smart. She knew a bunch of languages. Like,
ooh.
Yeah, like, she was, like, boo! Like, excelling in all kinds of shit. And started dressing like a man.
So that she could get be taken seriously at the church.
Basically, she was like, well, shit, if I'm here, I might as well,
like, do
stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, fuck this guy on the side, right? I mean, might as well. I'm already here. So anyways, she fucked him a lot.
Okay.
And one day, while mounting a horse, whoopsie, she gave birth to a kid.
What? Oh, my God.
While she was Pope.
While she was Pope, she accidentally gave birth to a child because she was mounting a horse. Oh, my God. Like, how?
She lost track, man. Maybe she had endometriosis. That's what happened to me.
Oh, my God, though. Oh, I mean, like, seriously, though, they knew nothing about pregnancy back in those days.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Nope. Immediately, this is a quote from please don't make me say the name of the book again.
Okay, you can.
Just call it the Dominican.
Okay, that all sounds
right.
Good.
All right. Immediately, by Roman justice, which is cops, she was bound by the feet to a horse's tail and dragged and stoned by the people of half a league. For half a league.
Holy shit, though. So, like, she gives birth
basically, like, half a mile. She pops out the baby, and
Woman!
They're like, oh, you devil! And that's where she died, obviously.
Oh, my God.
There, she was buried, and at the and at that place is written Petri Pater Patrum Papis Proto Partum, which means, thank God, O Peter, father of fathers, betray the childbearing of the woman Pope. At the same time, the four-day fast called the Fast of the Female Pope was first established.
That's so fucked up, though. It's like, she was a really good pope. She was very smart. Let's mm-hmm. drag her to her death by a horse because she did the awful deed of being a woman.
Which, you know, is funny because don't Catholics, like, honor Mary? Like, isn't Mary, like,
yeah,
kind of their jam?
But it's not like she led anyone. She just...
And, like, but Jesus was, like, born because...
Yeah.
Anyways. Now that street is known as the Shunned Street between the Colosseum and St. Clement's Church.
Oh.
It is said she was buried in the same place. Fun fact, though, if you can call it that, her son that she boop, became bishop.
That's cool.
Of Ostia.
Ostia?
Ostia? Ostia?
Sure.
And ordered that her entombment later was moved to his cathedral when he died.
To honor her. That's awesome.
Yeah. So when they piece together, like, these pieces, there's, like, different puzzles that they're, like, confused by. So some accounts say that Joan reigned between Pope Leo IV. What's that one? Six? Five. IV?
IV is going to be four.
Four.
I got mixed up. Because if the I is before the V.
Yeah, four. So between Leo the IV and Benedict the III in the 1850s, but then it's like the timing doesn't quite make sense. So then they had to, like, piece it all together, and, like, I don't know, some, like, people have done this whole science, and then who says it? There's, like, this woman who wrote a book about it, Rosemary and Daryl. Daryl. D-A-R-R-O-L-L. Daryl?
Okay.
Daryl. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. Pardo wrote a book called The Female Pope, The Mystery of Pope Joan, that theorized that if she did actually exist, the more plausible time frame would match up more with the Dominican, we'll call it.
The way, again, the way older.
The Dominican.
Yeah.
Which was between 1086 and 1108.
Okay.
Between Victor III, Urban II, and Paschal II. Because around that time, the city was occupied by Henry IV, and later sacked by the Normans, it says.
Okay.
Boring history. Anyways, let's see. Oh, so another fun fact about her as a person, though, when she was alive before she got stoned to death and dragged by a horse and popped out a baby on a horse.
On a horse.
Please don't do that.
Was, like, I just imagine, like, was she, like, trying to get somewhere private and just couldn't make it?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know if she's real.
Right, that's a good point.
So before all of that happened, she actually taught the liberal arts in the church. Like, oh, wow. She was kind of like a professor, kind of.
So she was just a very smart woman and then was killed because of it.
Basically. I think that they actually found her out and...
Well, no, I'm saying, like, but
wanted,
yeah. But
they wanted her dead, and that was a way to...
Yeah.
Kind of do it. So there's only one, what they call, quote unquote, a reliable source, which means found in the Vatican,
mm-hmm.
of there being any mention of, it says, the story is found in only one unreliable manuscript of Anastasius. This manuscript in the Vatican Library bears the relevant passage inserted as a footnote in the bottom of the page.
Just so, like, footnote. There was kind of a woman here
there
once.
There may or may not have been a woman.
But we don't talk about that.
But, like,
we don't talk
we
about that.
We won't tell you when. We won't tell you where. And, like, we it's, definitely won't tell you a name.
You know, it's like your it's like your uncle's gay son at Thanksgiving. We just don't talk about it.
Guys, listen.
We just don't talk about it.
Listen, you guys. I don't even know if it's real. So, okay, so yeah, so that's that.
So there's many, like, scholars that have looked into her and have, like, studied her and everything like that, and yes. They're trying to figure it out. But it sounds like they've tried, like, that
it's so Catholicism long ago. Has,
right, and they've tried to erase it.
Okay, so much so, that brings me to my next point, that creepy, weird Vatican has busts of all their popes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that. I didn't know that, but they do.
No.
So they have, like, a whole popes where they have busts of all of the popes. And I don't know how they get them or if they carve them or if they do, like, a body mold or what kind of creepy shit goes on. But anyways, they had a bust that said Pope John Anglicus. And it was scratched off after a protest in the 1600s.
Oh.
Super weird, right? Like, why would they scratch off Pope Anglicus for no reason, right?
Right. So, is there any, like, thing about Pope John Anglicus?
Mm-mm.
That you can't... Oh, you can't find anything about him
Mm-mm.
either.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
So, it's... So, that name was scratched off. And I think that they said that they replaced it with Pope Zachary or something. But I guess that this bust in particular it's still there. The bust is still there. It just has a different Pope's name on it. But I guess that this particular bust looks more, feminine
than
the rest of them. Another thing, in that same area in which, supposedly she had the baby,
mm-hmm.
It's near a church. So I don't know if she was going to this church to, hold some sort of mass or some sort of something. I'm not sure. But I guess that there was somebody super affected by it, an artist, a sculptor, because there is, and they talk about it in this documentary, this primetime documentary, there's this beautiful, like, sculpture. It's in a building. So I don't know if that's technically a sculpture, if it's, like,
It's still a sculpture.
On a building?
Oh, it's on a, like a mural, but it's a sculpture. Oh, no, we talked about this before with my woman that did the coin. The coin, there's a word for that.
Yeah.
Shit. But yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Like, yeah. It's like, but it's not an impressionist, but it's like a, it's,
right.
It, what is the word for?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I know.
It's like a 3D art piece on a building. But anyway, so there was somebody, some gentleman that was like affected by it. I don't know if he... I can't remember all the details. I suck. But anyways, there's this super mysterious carving on a building. It's like huge. It's huge. And it's still there. You can still see it. But it's got three faces, right? Okay, three faces. And it's a woman, right? There's a woman with a crown. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a Pope's hat.
Okay.
On the top. A woman's face.
With a Pope's hat on the top.
Then it has a woman... with a smile on her face, like she looks overjoyed. They think that that's her having the baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a woman that has a look of fear on her face at the bottom.
Oh.
And then there's two baby faces, like on the side, like angelic, like baby faces. And they think that that's like the baby, right? And they think that this person who carved it knows, like that's his way of saying
like this
there
is
was
the story.
A fucking woman Pope. Yeah.
That's his way of telling the story.
Right. So they're like, this is proof right here in this spot where this happened that this is a fucking woman
Pope. Yeah, it was like the, yeah.
This is her as a Pope. This is her having a fucking baby.
And
this is her murder.
Yeah. That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Yeah. That's so fucking cool, though.
Okay, so you want to know how they don't have any women anymore? You want to know how they, like, were like, ooh, we can't make that mistake again.
Right.
You want to know how?
Oh, God. It's awful, isn't it?
Do you remember that note I showed you?
Yes.
Okay. So they created this chair.
Okay.
Where, oh, they don't use it anymore.
Okay.
But they created this chair that the people had to sit down in the chair and not wear anything while they're getting sworn in as Pope so somebody can go underneath and fondle to make sure that they have nuts.
So there definitely was a woman Pope because why the fuck
would they make that chair?
Yeah, why would that chair be necessary if they weren't like, well, we need to make sure this doesn't happen again.
And you know what they said?
We have to fondle his nuts.
You know what they said? It was a commode. Why would you fucking have a commode there while they're getting sworn in?
Right. Why would you be sitting? How long does that
take? It's the royal throne. No, it is not. You fucking turds.
Like,
why would you have a fucking commode chair there while everybody's watching a Pope get sworn in?
Sitting on a toilet while he's getting... Does he have to take a shit in front of them? Is that how he, like, proves his, like, humanity?
Right.
Oh, my God.
A ball chair.
A ball chair where they found... their balls to make sure that they were, because that's how it isn't, how important it is to make sure that you don't end up with women in power. You get to fondle each other's balls.
Yeah. A ball chair.
A ball chair.
So, yes. So that is my short, but I hope
it's
educational.
It's a wild ride. And it's definitely like a really cool mystery that like.
Is she real? Is she not real? I don't know.
Did they just try to erase her because it was a, you know, like.
I don't know. But, oh, and there is a little bit more.
But it sounds like, I mean, she must have been real. She had a son that did something with her body. Like, that sounds so, it sounds so provable, plausible, you
know? Like, what, I mean.
Did her son, like.
There's a bishop that did something with a woman's body.
And it.
So I don't know if that's, but yeah. So there is a couple more things.
Okay.
Pope Joan was recently made into a German musical, as well as a couple movies. There was a movie in 1972 called Pope Joan.
Okay.
It was directed by Michael Anderson. Okay. And then there was a movie in 2009 titled The Devil's Imposter.
Oh.
And then also in 2009, there was one called Pope Joan. It was released in German, England, I guess. It says British. That's dumb. Wikipedia. Thanks for giving me information, but also you're dumb. Italian and Spanish. There is also, as recent as July of this year, a theatrical show that was held in Medina Ditch featuring Pope Joan as a main title character.
That's cool, though.
So she's still, like...
I have to imagine that, like, the musical would... I have to imagine that the musical would be, like, an opera.
You'd have to think.
You'd have to...
Like, also, Pope Joan was a video game character in a video game called Persona 5.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
She was the inspiration for a character called Johanna, one of the Personas to battle demons.
What?
Pretty cool,
Persona 5 video game. I'm already on it, Google. It's a PlayStation hit. Of course, very anime-driven.
Johanna
is the initial persona of Makoto Nihima. Johanna appears to take the form of a silver motorcycle with the face on the front of the motorcycle.
Mm. Mm.
And then Makoto appears to be the one driving Johanna.
Which is funny. I just did a motorcycle person, right? And now she's an actual motorcycle.
Oh, so, and then in the video game, she says, "Have you decided to tread the path of strife?" And history in the game, the mysterious female pope of the Middle Ages. She poses as a man and eventually is made all the way to the pope due to her unrivaled intellect. Her existence shook the history of the Catholic Church.
Boom, mm-hmm. There it is.
And she is based on Pope Joan, a legendary medieval woman.
There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty freaking awesome.
There we go.
Yeah.
Pope Joan.
You should definitely put that picture up.
Hell yeah, send that to me.
Yeah.
I'll forget. but yeah, so Pope Joan.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Being an anime video game character all the way to now.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Born in maybe the 300s? Born in maybe the
10s? The 10s? Maybe the 18s?
Maybe the 8s? Who knows?
Maybe eights, who fucking knows?
I don't know.
Because maybe she's still around. The Catholic Church is really good at covering shit up.
I mean, listen,
like they still seriously are. That's what I say. Like the Catholic Church is really good at covering shit up. So we may never know.
They got a ball chair.
So, a ball chair.
There we go. Pope Joan. I don't know. She's got a lot of. A lot of things.
I mean, there was a video game based on her. It must be true.
I mean, right. so that's that. So I guess now all I have left is to talk about my person of the month.
Who is your person of the month?
Well, so we have interesting lives, right?
Yes.
So interesting, in fact, that I'm in a band, right?
Of course.
And we have dancers for mm-hmm. our band. I also have a son. You're probably wondering, where does this go? I'll tell you. One of our dancers... Mm-hmm. is also my son's nanny.
Oh, no, that's great. I didn't right? know that.
Okay, so Miss Dimples Diamond.
Amazing woman.
She is. She, first of all, I'll go back. She went to school to be an artist. She is an amazing artist. She, wanted to do that with her life, and now she's stuck with us.
It's not such a terrible place to get
dancer,
stuck.
Being a dancer with our band. No, she's fantastic, and she takes really great care of my child when I can't. And she is just a very loving person. She's hilarious. She's an amazing dancer. She has the worst asthma attacks in the world, and she still keeps up with us somehow. Yeah. She loves pizza.
She does love pizza.
She
that is a very defining trait of Simple Simon. But she loves pizza.
She can pull off any hair color.
She really can.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a diva without having the diva personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love her. I love her so much.
She's pretty great.
She's great on road trips. She's never ever let me down ever. And I just absolutely love her. I do.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. So she's a great human being. I've always loved performing with her. She's always an amazing person to be around. Just like a ray of fucking sunshine.
And back to her art. She's an amazing artist. She's a graphic design artist.
Did she design her own logo then?
Yeah, I think she did do her
pizza logo. Pizza logo.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And she did, Angie Healy's, pens that she has. She did her thing, so she needs to do ours.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to hit her up.
Cause we need some little pens.
And it would be badass to have her design our pens.
Right.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so, Dimples Diamond, the artist. the dancer, the nanny.
That's, I mean, like, that's a pretty cool, like,
the rap. Pizza queen.
The pizza queen.
Anyway, so, yeah, so there you go. Greta Thunberg, the maybe real, maybe not real Pope Joan, and Miss Sweet, Sweet, Sweet Little Love Button Dimples Diamond.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So.
Hey, that's it.
Yeah.
Feel better, Arm.
I know. And we'll see you guys for, you know, Halloween. We have to decide what we're going to do for October.
Spooky spooks.
Spooky spooks. I'm excited. Yes. So.
Got to beat what we did last year.
Oh, yes. In the meantime.
Smear lipstick.
Raise hell. Bye.